One of the newest crusades regarding climate change is a move to condemn air travel. There's no question that airplanes cause greenhouse gas emissions. So should we all stop flying? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. There's a famous Paris choreographer named Jerome Bell who refuses to fly, which is putting a crimp in his earning potential. But he feels he's hurting the environment every time he boards a plane. And he's not alone. The fact is, any human means of transport that involves combustion releases carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Airplanes, ships, trains, cars, trucks, motorboats, and tractors all contribute to the acceleration of global warming and ocean acidification, some more than others. But the world as we know it can't survive without modern means of transport. The shipment of food, for example, involves planes, ships, trucks, and trains. Medicine, too. Business can be difficult to conduct without efficient travel. And tourism, often using planes, is a crucial part of many countries' economies. I'd rather have 250 passengers flying between the East and West coasts than having them drive in individual cars. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.